This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now it is. Good morning. Now you can hear me with a morning of cup of tea. Hope you're all doing okay. International break week. What have we all been up to with no football this weekend? Get your comments in, get your views in. Am I still muted? I don't know. I can hear it coming through the thing. So let me know if I am still muted. But more, Andy, Nick, Matthew, hope you're all doing well. Maz, welcome. Get your views and comments in, and we'll get straight in to the show. It's been a hot week, hasn't it? Been a very, very hot week. What have people been doing? Get your comments and get your views in. Judy, morning. Facebook user, morning. Click on that link so we can see your name. Andy Medhurst. He's back. The GOAT is back for Leicester. Let's get him scoring for goals for Leicester. Yeah? Let's get him scoring. Anthony, welcome, mate. All loud and clear from Carl. Brilliant. Yes, we can hear you. Good morning, Reedy. Appreciate your coming in. Daka Ansuit scored. Yes, I saw that. Good news, I guess. Obviously, FaZe kept clean sheet. We'll go through a few of the players now. FaZe, yep, kept clean sheet. Who else? Daka scoring. Pretty good for us. And yeah, I can't think of many else. Obviously, Suter did score. But Cody is back soon as well. Yes, that is the big talking point, because I'm going to ask you all now. Does Cody, when he gets back fit, as in maybe Southampton game, maybe Norwich? I'd probably put my bets on the Norwich game, if anything. Maybe even the one after that. But does he come back in and who does he come back in for? Because at the moment, I don't know, because I like Vestergaard in that back line. I do love Vestergaard in that back line. I'm not too sure how quickly he comes back into that lineup. I just don't know. I don't know. Graham does say 100%. Cody over Vestergaard. Yes. Cody straight back your team for Vestergaard. Surely though, Chris, surely you've got to see that, isn't it just a bit unfortunate for Vestergaard? He got put straight back in the team. Yes, it might be because Cody got injured. But now he's shown he can do it. And he's probably been arguably the first, second best defender we've got this year. At the moment, surely you don't drop him. Surely you do not drop him. Three at the back, yes, I get that. But you've got Doyle, you've got Vestergaard, and you've got FaZe. I think out of the three, I'd probably say Doyle's probably the best one we've got. Then maybe Vestergaard for his level. And then obviously FaZe at times is brilliant, but we've always seen a bit of a bad game in him. Nick says Doyle out. I honestly thought Doyle's been brilliant. And other than maybe the odd time against Hull, I honestly think he's been brilliant. Craig does say, I think I'm with you. Vestergaard has been playing well. He has been. And that's one for me, for I've said that I just think it's harsh on him. Don't drop a winning side. Yes, we didn't win last game, but if you're winning games constantly, and obviously with the odd loss, you can't be putting that all on one player. So you just don't drop Vestergaard that easily. I'm sure you don't. Don't get me wrong. I'll be more than pleased to see Cody back in the team, but I'm not too sure. Bill says drop Doyle as well. That's mental. Andy, it's going to be harsh on any of them. Exactly. It's going to be harsh on any of the defenders to get dropped. But we'll move on from the Cody situation because we know that's going to be coming back into the fold very soon. We'll move on to now then. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall. He's not been great. He probably deserves the drop, I guess. My opinion, anyway, I think he does deserve the drop. And maybe bring in someone like Cassaday or, I don't know, Fatu in that more of a central role. I don't know. But for me, Dewsbury Hall has not been great. And I feel like he might need the drop to get a bit of a realisation that it's not all about being the young lad in the team and being the one who's from Leicester and he gets every game. Like Chris says, Cassaday needs to start. I think that, in my opinion, he probably just start over Ndidi with Dewsbury Hall. But at the moment, Dewsbury Hall is really, really not doing his best. Nick says, KDH has been poor since the COV game. He really needs a reality check, Cassaday. And exactly. And as much as I don't like this the look of Ndidi in that more attacking role now, as we've seen in the last four or five games, he's not looked incredible. Yes, we could probably say the Tranmere game, but that's Tranmere. And I just don't see Ndidi being in that role for much longer. And that's where I thought Cassaday would come in. But with Dewsbury Hall not being great, I think maybe he does need the drop and seeing how it goes. Because the one thing with KDH for me is he tries too hard to be that man to create whatever the goal scoring is, or and like Andy Meadow says, he tries too hard to step into Madison's boots, and I think that is what he's doing. He's trying too hard to try and get the assist to get the goal or try to shoot for the goal. He's doing too much to try and make it work. Nick, yes, I will put the link in for you. There you go. Chris, KDH's work rate, trying too hard to be in the new Madison role instead of being in his own game. Exactly. I think that is one big reason why he does need to maybe not even get dropped, but I don't know. Just I feel like he's he's too comfortable in that role now. He might have a lot of targets in his game to score goals or get assists, but at the moment I think he's struggling so bad and he does need that reality check and get dropped. Dawn, welcome. Getting more few comments in before we do bring Nick in. Gav says Fatu needs to start. I think literally just because of the last 30 minutes against Hull, I honestly probably agree. I don't think Atkun deserved to be in that team from the performance. Yes, it's a new player. Yes, he needed to bed into the team. I just didn't think he fitted, especially with the team. Like I say, you don't drop a winning team. You keep McAtee on the right, where he scored two goals at the beginning of the game before. You keep Mavadidi in that team, or you do switch it up and put players in the right position. You do not put McAtee on the left, where he's not fitted that role, and then put Atkun, who's barely played a minute for Leicester. And as much as, yes, he does, he needs bedding in, I just don't think it worked for him that game. And someone like Fatu, I thought he just shown his threat from the minute one he came on the pitch. So definitely, I'd say start him against Southampton, because I think he would cause a threat against Southampton. I really think he would. Any chance of Daka now? I hope so. But he's not getting into the team. He's not even getting on the bench. It just shows he just doesn't fit in. And at the moment, it sounds harsh, and it's big words for me, but I prefer someone like Daka now to Vardy, just because of his age. I think he's going to be quicker. I think he's going to be a bit more agile. Vardy now, he just seems like every time he gets the ball, he's always in front of the ball when the ball gets passed to him. I think when he runs on it, he always makes a bad touch. He might be Daka as well, but I honestly maybe think that it might be time for Vardy to have a step back. Don't get me wrong, 60th minute, brilliant, but even Kel's not scoring at the moment, so we need a striker to score at some point. We can't allow our midfielders or wingers to always score. And then Andy, last comment before we do bring Nick in. Fatu gets the crowd off their feet. Exactly. I was on my feet more than any other moment in that game when Fatu was going down the wing. He was brilliant. And beforehand, I was apprehensive about him because he was only 19. I thought, is it really a right choice to bring a young player in like that? Only on loan as well. But in one game, he's already proven that he's probably going to be one of our better players this year. Here we go, Nick. All right, Nick.
Morning. How are we?
I'm good. Hopefully, after this weekend of very, very hot weather, we can go to Southampton in rain and we get 9-0 again. You never know.
Well, last time we played them away on a Friday night, we smashed them, didn't we? 9-0, so...
Exactly. Rainy weather, hopefully, because this is killing me.
Yeah, we tried delivering ads in it, really.
Oh, it's bloody hot. Come on then, Nick. Obviously, you said about Dewsbury Hall. He says he's trying to get into Madison's boots a bit. I honestly do agree, and as much as
he needs to be dropped. He needs a reality check, and I said to you and Jamie last week when I came on, that's what he's doing. He basically, Madison's now gone, and it seems like KDA just filled that role where he's believing all his own hype, he's trying too much. Just do the simple things perfect, and the rest will come as it goes. But what I do find interesting is you're talking about all the strikers and that lot. There's one person nobody seems to have mentioned, and that's Cannon.
No, you are right. And again, we know how Enzo is with his, I don't know what you would call it, blunt/strict approach to dropping players and not even having them in their team. But if Kel's not scoring, does this mean Cannon might come in and show what he can do? Because at the moment, I prefer to have a striker who's scoring goals for fun than maybe... I call it struggling, but I just feel like we're trying to force the ball into the box more with all the wingers, all the midfielders, and trying to pass it into the net, I guess.
Well, with regards to Kel, what I'd like to see happen, and I don't know if any of the guys in the comments would agree with me, but I'd actually like to see Nacho drop down into the 10 role and play behind the striker. Yeah. So you have the main man, because Kel holds the ball up well and he tries to bring others into play. Well, that's the perfect position for it. If that's his game and that's what he likes to do, That's the perfect position for him. And then you could have Mavidi on the left, Fatsu on the right, and Cannon, you know, leading the line.
Yeah, and that might even lead to Kel getting more goals because he's in a bit better position for him. I think Locke said it last week as well, saying that if you drop him down, maybe one game drop Dewsbury Hall, put Kel in that role there, put Cassidy on the right side of the striker, and then put someone like Cannon or someone else up front, maybe it will create a lot more chances.
I do agree with you, though. I don't like Ndidi playing this more attacking.
I loved it. When I first saw it against, I think it was Northampton, I did like the prospect of it because I was thinking he was getting up front, he was getting one-on-ones a lot. But the problem is he's not an attacking midfielder. He doesn't know how to shoot the ball. Yes, he could smash it one, it might go in, but he doesn't know how to place a ball in the net. I feel like he will struggle if he gets one-on-ones at times, where he has done, and he's not done great. So as much as I do like him in that role, he's just not that sort of position, is he? So
he's a defensive midfielder. You know, he's there to protect the back line. That's what his role is to do, and he does it very well when he's fit. You know, same as Hamza. Hamza does the same role, and he's a walking red card sometimes, but he does the job well. And to be fair, it's nice to see that sort of fight in the squad. So, no, we'll be all right. We'll be fine. I think people were losing their heads last weekend because we lost. I think, you know, it's a bigger job than what everybody thought it would be.
Yeah. Tom says here, KDH Biggins-State was saying that at the beginning of the season he wants to be the best player in the Championship, putting a lot of pressure on himself before he was kicked. Again, completely agree. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of him now, but even Maddison, I think there was an issue where, I think last year or the year before, where he wasn't playing great. I think he did get dropped for one game. And then he came back and started smashing it again. I think it's just needed, even if it's for a break or just a rest, just to show that you're not going to get a game every single game. Especially now we're playing two games a week. It's just not going to be the case. We'll move on to that kind of loss last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, just to kind of recap on it, because we're going to go in Southampton now with. It's a massive game. It's probably the biggest game maybe this Championship, because both teams relegated. Both teams probably didn't deserve to get relegated. Maybe Southampton more than us. But what's your kind of take to this? Because after a loss now, you surely have to bounce back and try and get a win on the record again.
Well, you know, didn't Southampton get tonked 5-0 against Sunderland that same weekend? So we're both in the same position technically. Mm-hmm. I mean, fair play to Enzo. He got manager of the month the last month. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just say it will come in time, and when it all clicks, we are going to give somebody a pasting.
We've had the
international break as well. There's only been a handful of players that have gone out this week, haven't they? I think Fass, Dakar playing, I don't know, some Sunday league standard side where he's got goals. Suter, but Suter's not in the, you know, Rams squad anyway. So that's given the perfect chance to work on all these patterns and what Enzo wants us to do.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I say, Southampton's a big game. Hopefully, both teams going into that game with a loss just before. And it's going to be, hopefully, it's going to be an interesting game because, like I say, for me, you would start Fatawu. You would put Mavididi back into that left wing role. I think there's no doubt about that. I think when you dropped him, I think we did miss him in the game. Maybe, like you say, put Cannon up front with, even if it isn't Kel in that behind role, you do maybe have Dewsbury Hall and Cassidy. I just don't think Ndidi would suit that role anymore.
Cannon's stats speak for themselves, and he knows the Championship. His return for 20 appearances for Preston was very good. Was it eight goals and a decent amount of assists and stuff?
Yeah.
So again, he's going to be perfect for us this season. He may even step up if we do get promoted. He might be able to step up to the next level.
Yeah.
So just give him a shot.
I agree. Yeah. The boss says next five games will be very interesting. We'll see more than how good we are. Because, like I say, we it's not just next game that we've got. We've obviously got Southampton, we've got Norwich, which again, probably one of the top goal scoring teams at the moment in the Championship. I think you've got Bristol City as well.
Pearson.
Yeah, you've got, I think Preston's in that mix as well. There's a lot of games for us that you would probably say are going to be tough because the position they're in the league now. I'm going to quickly just look at the fixtures now so I don't get it wrong. Yeah, Southampton, Norwich, Bristol City, and then you've got a Liverpool game, which hopefully you don't get tonked. But
that's a free hit.
It's a free hit, but it shows you where we're at, because if we have won against Southampton, Norwich, and then Bristol City, three on the bounce, you might go into that thinking, if they drop a few players, drop their big players, you might have a chance in getting past them. And then obviously you've got the Blackburn and Preston, who Blackburn were good last year, and Preston were, I think, unbeaten all season this year, if I'm not mistaken. So there's five games now, we're even six if you count the cup, that could define our season. Not properly, but if we get a lot of wins, we'll be clear at the top. Or if we don't win, then we are going to start pushing back down the table. What's your kind of take on the next 5 to 6 games?
I think, you know, out of those five league games that you've just quoted, I think if we can come out with, 10 points, I think that's a good return myself. But you've got some tricky ones. Norwich, you know, like you say, free scoring. Preston were a wily Championship team that, you know, can change it up. Blackburn, obviously, we all know about Blackburn. They were good last season. And then you got Pearson coming back, which will be interesting. So, you know, 10 points out of those, I'd take that.
I think you'd say 10 points, but I think if you look at it, I think you would say you'd prefer to see a few points from certain games than other games. Like I said, the Bristol City, as much as it's Pearson coming back, I think you'd say you have to get 3 points out of them over the likes of Southampton and maybe Blackburn, because these are the ones where you should probably, if you are losing, you should be losing to the Southamptons and the Norwiches, because they are doing well. But when it comes to the Bristol City or the Blackburn at the moment, who aren't performing so well, then you've got to be getting the points from them, surely.
Well, yeah, of course you have. But, you know, we don't know what's going to, you know, crack on, do we? You know, will Cody be back by some of those? You know, will Daka, your god Daka, will he be leading the line? You don't know anything's going to happen this season, so
we could have a brilliant striker in Daka coming soon. You never know. Richard does say Liverpool will be playing the kids. Hopefully, the last time we played them at Anfield, from what I remember, we were 3-1 up in the cup and we drew 3-0 and lost our penalty. So not great. But then we did beat them straight after in the league and they had the whole team out. So you never know. Things can happen. You never know.
Winning breeds confidence.
Yes, it does. And that's what I'm saying. The next three games before the Liverpool game could be crucial for us. Scott here says drop KDH for McAteer. I'd maybe say yes, but he just doesn't suit that role, McAteer, I don't think. So
McAteer's more of a winger. He's not more of a central player.
Yeah, Tom says no easy games in the Championship. Definitely not.
Agree.
Definitely agree that's
no. The problem we have, Reed, is it's been so long since we've been out of the Championship.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the fan base has forgotten how difficult it actually is. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at some of the clubs that are in the Championship. There are some big clubs in that.
Well, there's 19, Sheffield 19, Wednesday, Blackburn, there's 19 you know. Teams in the league this year that have been in the Premier League. So
yeah,
it doesn't. And like I say, Preston, they were nearly relegated last year, if I'm not mistaken, and now they're unbeaten in five games. Yeah. That's a massive change. And like I say, no teams can be easy. Craig says the sooner beat the teams around us that we're competing against, like say Southampton's, Norwich's, we have to be really if you want to be up there. So you're probably right there, Craig. Anyone else saying when's Cody back? I'm guessing I want to say the Norwich game. He said that the end of September, but he said normally after the international break. So I'm guessing around the Norwich game. I don't think he'll be back for the Southampton game, but if he is, fair play to him and hopefully he gets a game. But I just don't know who'd get dropped for him.
If he's potentially back for the Southampton game, don't just throw him on from minute one.
Oh, yeah.
Introduce him, you know, because otherwise you run the risk of him being out even longer.
Yeah.
So, you know,
if you're 1-0 or 2-0 up in the last like 20 minutes, you get him on, just secure the defence a bit more and let him play. Don't have him running around constantly when you're 1-0 down, trying to make sure you don't get another one conceded. But we are going to end soon, Nick. What is your kind of take on the next? Obviously, we've already said about the next few games, and you said you're about 10 points. But do you see much changing in this team? We've seen a few drops for a few players in last game, and Atgun and McAtee on the left. But do you see Fatiru coming back in?
Do you see Cannon coming in? I'd like to see Cannon. You know, how much would we pay for him? £8 million, £7-8 million
Yeah.
For Cannon, you know, give him a go. Even if he's coming off the bench, you know, to replace Nacho.
Yeah.
Give him a go. What's the worst that happened? But that's the good thing about Enzo. He's not afraid to make changes. He just doesn't do the token 60-minute change that Rodgers used to do. So, and he's ruthless as well. So I'd like to see him. Mavavidi on the left, Fatsu on the right. You know, I would bench KDH for Cassidy.
Yeah.
You know, when he's came into the fold, Cassidy's always looked a good player. And he looks confident as well, which is good. Bring him into the squad.
Yeah, I completely agree. From what I'm looking at now, if I could picture Mavadidi on the left, Fatiru on the right, and then you've obviously got either Cannon or Kel with someone like Cassidy behind him, I feel like we're going to score so many more goals. At the moment, as much as we're getting this process going, we are getting this philosophy going, at the moment, I don't see the threat in some of the players. Like McAtee, don't get me wrong, he scored 2 goals against Rotherham. Fair play to him. I just don't see the threat when you've got someone like Fatiru on the right that you could bring on, who's got pace, got more agility. I don't want to be slating it, McAtee, but I feel like we'll be a bigger attacking threat when we've got them sort of players on than having some youngsters like Marcel or McAtee.
Well, as I said, I still think McAtee and Marcel are still learning. And they both done decent bits, you know, against Coventry and Rotherham respectively.
Yeah.
I got ridiculed for saying that I didn't think McAtee was 100% ready for the whole season and stuff. Because for me, he's too lightweight. You know, he gets pushed off the ball far too easily.
Yeah.
So, but give him, you know, the spells here and there, let him start against the so-called weaker teams, if there is any weaker teams in the Championship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, blood them in that way. I mean, let's be fair, that's what we did with Barnes, didn't we? We sent him out on loan to West Brom in the Championship, and look what Barnes was able to achieve after that season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. Any more comments before we do finish today? Scott says a minimum of 8 points at the next 5 games. I think you'd say around that kind of mark of 8, 10.
Yeah. 8 and 10 points. Maybe
12 is bloody impressive, I think, in my opinion.
15's amazing.
Yeah, 15's like, yeah, incredible. Any more comments that I've missed today? I don't think Enzo wants Daka. We didn't sign a new striker. I completely agree. But that was more of a backup for Kel when he goes to AFCON. So, and obviously, Daka will be going to AFCON as well. So, maybe, but in my opinion, if Kel's not scoring and Vardy's coming off the bench and not scoring, surely you have to change that up in some way. He might not suit the style as such, but you've got to score goals somehow. And if your strikers that you're using aren't scoring, then maybe it is time to put a different type of striker in there.
I mean, I think I said about Cannon, I'm excited to see him. But just because Vardy isn't scoring, you know, he's still coming off the bench and he's still changing the game back into our favour when he's, you know, he's that now. He is the game changer. And same with Albrighton. You know, Albrighton, when they both came on, was it Cardiff? I think it was. You know, it spurred everybody forward. And that's obviously, we got the last minute winner, didn't we? So keep them around. They're great servants to the club. Always try their best. That's what you want around the club.
Yeah, completely agree. Nick, thank you for joining today. No Jamie, because he's having a few weeks off.
He's on his international break.
Yes, he's on his international break. He thought he'd have a bit of a time off as well.
Ranting about Southgate.
Oh, probably, mate. That was awful, wasn't it? But you never know.
Yeah, but isn't it funny, though? As soon as Madison leaves us, he gets bloody picked, even if he's put on the wing.
Well, it's because it's Spurs, isn't it, mate? That's what happens.
We're never going to win anything with Southgate in charge. He makes Brendan Rodgers look good.
All right, mate. Well, I'll catch you in a bit. Thank you for joining.
Well, there you go. So.
And there we go. Another Aftermath show fulfilled. Thank you for all your comments and views, as always. Get socials banging on there as well. As you can see down here, follow us, like us, share us on all socials. Much appreciated. And we'll catch you all on the next show, which will be probably the tactics talk. We've got a new tactics talk video coming out most likely in the week for the Southampton game. And then, obviously, we have got the championship chat as well. So appreciate you coming on. Chris, thank you for joining. As everyone else, thank you. And we'll catch you all on the next show. See you in a bit.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co. Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.